Yo, what's up, XCFL? Crossfire's back with like I don't know, JMO, what, like a year break? More? Longer? Less long.
Over a year, probably,
Over
yeah.
a year. This time we have JMO, as you heard, because I did that awesome entrance, and then we have Guac.
What's up, buddy?
And we have Bracket.
What's up, fellas? How are we?
Oh man, so it's Friday. Everyone's feeling good. This should be Oh, this is interesting. Yeah, you're right, JMO. Brap just hit me up. He just woke up. The audacity.
Can you imagine being 2 minutes late? Get the fuck out of here.
So we're gonna roll on, and since people are new in the league, all this is kind of like, what is it, around the horn? Yeah, around the horn, and we do like arbitrary points. Normally we have four people going against each other, and then we cut one and we cut the other, and then we have the last two. But this time we'll just do 10 questions, three people, see how it goes.
I like it.
Oh yeah.
Points based on not necessarily how good your answer is, like the most correct answer, but like the points you bring and the originality, you know what I'm saying? And
This is going to get interesting.
each round you get 3 points. If you win the round, you get two for second and one for last. And normally my math checks out, sometimes it doesn't, and that's just part of it. We can start.
A prayer.
We'll go bracket first. You're batting lead off here. Let me pull these
Okay.
questions up. All right, you can bring one player from the cycle from any team with you to the next cycle. And who are you bringing?
So there's a couple different things that I've been thinking about this since you sent the list. I'm thinking that I'm taking Devin Elston. Jared's 6'2" corner. He's got 98 speed. I can't imagine starting the cycle off with a better corner than that.
Yeah, I like the pick there. That 98 speed, that's gonna go a long way. How old is he?
He is currently 28.
24.
28. All right.
Even 24.
at 28 years old,
24.
I'll
He's
take it.
24.
He's 24, even
You
better.
think?
Guac, who you taking?
Do you know who I'm taking, buddy? I'm taking Darrell motherfucking Cheeks. I don't care if he's 28 years old, but I don't even have to use his ass for him to make a play. And he makes JMO's life hell, and I love it. Darrell
You
Cheeks is
imagine
the
if he had traits?
Oh my God. If he had fucking traits, man, it would be unbelievable. I need to like step it up and, win a contest every once in a while, and then that wouldn't have been a problem.
Almost
But
made this pick
you can win this
null
one,
and void.
but you don't get traits.
Yeah.
JMO, what you got?
God. Well, so I was gonna go with Elston because I basically developed him myself, so I feel like it's my own guy. But since he was taken, I will go with a guy with a legendary name, Bruce Smith, who is also Jared's cornerback, and I also helped develop. He's also 6'4", 204, 96 speed, a little the same age as well, a little bit worse overall, but he has all the athletics, and he has a 91 man coverage. Zone coverage is worse. But I only play zone to hit 30%. So I would take the other big boy. He's a top four fastest cornerback. He's a giant. Yeah, that'd be a good building block to start with.
I
I
like
like
it.
the pick. I like the shift on your feet there. I gotta give you a point. I
Yeah.
gotta give you props for that. So I'll go JMO 3, bracket 2, and then the guy taking a DT, I'll give him 1 point.
A
Lucky to
DT
use
without
that,
trade.
honestly. question 2. This one's where Guac starts us off. You can pick
Quick.
any current NFL rookie to put on your team draft team. So you get this guy on your Madden 24 team.
Jalen Carter.
Ooh. DT again.
Jalen fucking
But
Carter. Oh my
playing out
God.
in
If
our
I had
streets, though.
Jalen Carter, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Holy
See,
shit. We're talking about ring. We're talking about top 25. Oh my goodness. It would be great.
forget what I just said about DTs. I love the pick there. JMO. What do you got?
Yeah, that's the key to winning is just picking guys like Grizzlies or Eagles in general. I can respect Glock sticking with his defensive tackles. I mean, there's only one answer. They got to take a whole team for it. It's Anthony Richardson, dude. He's a giant. He's a Derrick Henry quarterback. He's going to be probably the second or third fastest quarterback. He'll have truck stick, I'm sure. And he's huge. Like, I mean, he's going to have the throw power. He's going to have everything. And if we're going to be honest, Jiggy's talking about the throw accuracy, but that actually works out in my favor since I throw so many questionable balls. The inaccurate ones usually save me from throwing interceptions, so I'd be all aboard Anthony Richardson.
That happens to me too, bud.
All right, Brackett. Two good choices off the board. Let's see how deep your pool is here.
So,
not very.
I was going to go Jalen Carter. It's something that I had decided at 3 o'clock today.
Try again, bitch.
But in order to stay original, I'm going to take the other Philadelphia Eagles edge rush. I'm going to take Nolan Smith.
Wow.
That's the DN that ran the 4-3, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, give me some Nolan Smith love.
Dang. How do you feel about that, J-Mo? They both go with Eagles?
They both went with Eagles, but, I mean, Brackett, all he did was say a name in a 40, so I don't know.
That's tough. Honestly, I like all three answers. I'm gonna give J-Mo, I'll still give him three for the well-thought-out answer, and I'll give Guac and Brackett, they both get two. Everyone's super close there. Third question, J-Mo. If you're going to watch any two XCFL teams live at a stadium, so like real life XCFL teams, what two teams are you going to watch play?
This is an interesting one. I assume that the coaches are going to be there as well.
Yeah, of course. Why are you trying to throw hands with someone on the sideline?
Well, I'm watching, so I can't be. Maybe I'll go down there. but I'd rather see hands thrown between the two coaches. So. Really tempted to do something with Boone, but I think I'll do an IREC and VBD matchup. I just think that would be really funny to watch in person, where they're both just constantly angry and disappointed and sad, and but go through the whole gambit of negative emotions. And I think that would, I don't even care about who's on the field. I'm just watching the coaches.
Brackett.
Give me a Van and Rob game. You know there's going to be turnovers.
We're getting some good answers here.
You know there's going to be turnovers. You know there's going to be giggles. And you can damn be sure that they're going to be egg rolls.
Guac, what game are we going to?
Nick and Jack. For the pure, like, because Nick studies every fucking user, he knows everything about what you're going to run, but seeing him not be able to stop it because Jack's team's so fucking good would be very interesting. Fuck you. I'm not kissing up to Nick right now. Jack just has a really good team. Jack has a really good team, and Nick pays attention. He literally does the homework that's necessary when he's about to, you know what I mean? He watches the streams. He watches almost every stream. He knows what someone's going to run. He pays attention to the patterns, and he can take advantage of it. But if anyone's going to give Jack a fit, it's going to be Nick.
I will agree that that would be a good football game in theory. I'm going to go Brackett 3 because I do want to see that. Are we getting a hug or like a cheap shot at the end of the game?
I think both.
The cheap shot and then the hug. And then I'll give Guac 2. I'll give J-Mo 1 on that one. I liked all the answers, though. I'm not going to lie.
I wouldn't go see that game in person. My game anyway, so.
who just started that one? That was
I did.
J-Mo. So yeah. This one is back to Brackett. Yes. What's your dream Madden 24 division and why?
I just want somebody that's easy to schedule with. I'm pretty flexible as far as my end goes. I can have fun with everybody around me. Ideally no wings, but I don't know that I've got to worry too much about that because thankfully he's no longer here. But I wouldn't mind a Jiggy because he's at least he's a good sport when he kicks the shit out of you. You know what I mean? Like he'll go through it. He'll talk you through what you missed, or he'll give you little tips on how he was able to beat certain things.
Oh, like you did with Van? I can see why you like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And he's not a complete asshole about it. Like Addison was a complete jackass. I don't really have a dream division. I like everybody here.
All right. Going with the staff, so we had to go with the PC answer. Mm-hmm. Guac, what do you got?
I got me, you, Rob, and Boone. And the only problem is Boone and his scheduling. But I think it's worth it for the content. And I would fire his ass up and get him screaming, and I think it would be kind of fun. And plus, we all suck, so it would be kind of a toss-up for the division each year.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. That would be... We would have losing records win at least three times. Probably exactly. more, though.
And it would be really fun to see, you know, you could draw the name out of a fucking hat. You know, it just really depends.
Yeah. J-Mo.
Well, first, I didn't know Brackett wanted feedback after he got his ass beat, so let me just tell you why you lost. It's because you suck.
Yeah, not what I meant.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. My dream division, and get your napkins ready. My dream division is my current division. It's just been so easy to schedule.
I was waiting for an or.
Nope. I'm just tearing up over here, guys. Hold on.
Oh,
you, buddy. That's tough. Do you guys think you can recreate it?
No, I wouldn't anyway. I told Brackett I'm done with his ass. I think it would have been better if Brackett didn't just smoke me.
Wait, so it's your dream division, but you don't want it again?
No, it's the dream division if Brackett went back to the way he played before this Madden. I'm expecting regression here. Brackett's going back to how he used to play.
One can hope.
It's just been so easy to schedule, and that's like literally the biggest thing with me. So outside of Guac making me play last night at 11 o'clock, it's been really good all year. So that's been fun, even though and I don't make the playoffs, so I'm only playing 17 games a year.
I'm going Guac with the most because he has me in a division I could actually win. J-Mo gets two because I don't know. You shouldn't even get two. You said you love it so much you don't want to do it again. And then Brackett takes third on that one.
Didn't give an answer.
Guac leads us off. What's one change you want to see from Madden 23 to Madden 24? You can interpret this how you want. In the league, in the game, it doesn't matter.
I would like to see. If we're talking about for the league. Does a rule change count for this? I didn't
get that. Yeah, if you want to.
Okay. Like, I like
Siri's
to see
offensive not gonna hot help routing.
Well, fuck Siri. I think offensive hot routing. I think, like, as long as it's not abused and if it was somehow regulated, I feel like that could be pretty cool. Obviously, you don't want somebody, you know, just adding a streak to every single play, especially in this Madden. But I'd like to see, you know, offensive hot routes come back. I think that would be a game changer for some guys.
So, like, want a drive or something? What if someone took the outside wide receiver and put him on a drag every time? I feel like that's something I would do at this point.
Yep.
I feel like that's kind of why it got banned in the begin with. Like, to begin with. Like, people were just doing shit like that.
Or so they were, like doing motion and, like, doing the Madden YouTube plays.
Yeah, doing some funky bullshit. Obviously, we'd have to regulate, you know, abusing AI and shit like that, but, like, it is what it is. It comes with it. It
was Brian that got it banned.
It was definitely Brian who got it banned.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing stuff with Christian McCaffrey on every single play.
Oh, interesting. J-Mo, what are you changing?
Well, I would love to hot route a streak every play, first of all. I would like to see, and there's a whole list, but I think the one that I'm going to go with the most is seeing ratings matter more. I know that they all matter a little bit, but it's such a nominal amount that, like, we talk about how everybody basically plays the same outside of traits. Like, I want to see a difference between a guy with 75 man, you know, going up against Davante Adams and a guy with 95 man going up against Davante Adams, not where it's just like a complete dice roll every time. I'd like to see, you know, some guys that just play better every play and not it just being dice roll based. I think that would change a lot with the team building, with trading. I think it would just impact a lot with how we play the game, you know, every other day. So I'd like to see the ratings matter.
Bracket. More.
I feel like that was a cheap shot.
We all want that. Damn, that was a good answer, JMO. I almost want to punt.
Don't be a pussy.
Punt, pass, kick.
We see how that went.
Shut the fuck up, Alex.
Wow. Right. Is there a timer?
Because otherwise, I would be here for 5 minutes of being silent.
What is it?
I'm going to punt.
All right. Yeah. I respect it. JMO gets 3. That would be sick if ratings matter. Guac gets 2. Hot routes would be interesting. Definitely a can of worms, too. But it definitely would be interesting. The next one, question 6. Who? It's on JMO, I think, right? What player, not a user, so like an in-game player, had the most impressive cycle?
So I actually read that as user. Honestly, I feel like it's got to be, there's got to be an easy one. If we're just talking about a player in the game, you got to look at the complete underdog. So probably looking at a late round draft pick, not athletically gifted. It's got to be Doug Bullitt. Halfback for the Raiders. This guy was a 4th-round pick. He came in with 89 speed. He was nothing. Nobody wanted him. I drafted him in the 4th round. And look at him now. He's going to be leading the league in rushing just a few short years later. He's team captain. He's what everyone looks up to is the epitome of XCFL player success.
Except for he plays for the Raiders.
Bracket, who's your guy?
14-3 Raiders, by the way.
What's your record?
14-3.
Dang.
No, 13-4. Okay, so
I'm dyslexic.
Okay, fair enough.
Bracket, who's your guy?
Oh, me? It's Baltimore Ravens safety. With 56 interceptions.
The low hanging fruit.
Four. Sorry, my daughter walked into the room really quickly. Did you hear me or no?
Yeah,
it's Kyle Hamilton.
Oh yeah. Which is the correct answer? No, not really. I like it though.
It is. It is a correct answer.
56 receptions is fucking crazy.
As much as it pains me to say this and boost Brackett's ego even more than it's already been inflated, George Baldwin is a fucking nightmare. It really, like, the statistics speak for themselves, but, you know, he seems to be always fucking open. And even if you have an elite corner, he plays like fucking Eli Apple out there. So. I think it's a mental thing. I don't really know what George Baldwin's fucking problem is, but I'm really happy to go into Madden 24 and not have to deal with him anymore.
I like all those. George Baldwin is a problem. I like JMO's logic, like started from the bottom player. Now he's here. You know, now he's a little above the bottom, but he still went up.
Wow. That was very inspirational.
So we'll call that round the tie. And now, which user had the most disappointing cycle? And that one is back to Bracket, right? Yeah, Bracket.
Last.
You what?
I went first last round.
You did. So it's JMO?
It's Guac.
Nope.
It's Guac?
Wow.
No, if it was JMO, then it's Bracket.
It's definitely Bracket. You remember? Yeah, no. JMO gave his pick first, which was Doug Bullitt. And then you, yeah, no, it's Bracket.
I should stop doing two things at once. Which user is the most disappointing cycle? There's a low that I'm going to leave all the way alone. But after 7 Super Bowl rings last cycle, I think that Addison leaving 2 months in because he couldn't hack it with Jiggy.
Oh, that's a good find. That's a good find.
It's probably pretty up there.
Guac, who's yours?
Me. I had such a fucked up cycle. Oh my god, it's such a disappointing cycle. Yeah, I had one winning season.
Were you in division?
Yes, I was, because I played JMO twice a year, and you're not that good. I'm going to be honest. I figured, like, I don't know. I feel like I really fucked up, you know, the last 5 seasons. You know, it's just no big deal. But I feel like I could have done better, made better choices, won a lot more closer games, and maybe stopped using the D-line the entire time, figure out how to fucking use her, because clearly that's the only way to stop streaks. So, but yeah, not adjusting to what needs to happen to win games in the league is obviously going to give you a bad season. So,
I'd like to point out that you said biggest up the last 90 games.
Did I? I said the last 5 seasons.
90 games is 5 seasons.
Okay, that's fun. Anyway. Yeah, I really did.
JMO.
But I sort of just want to pile on Guac. I'm just kidding. I think the biggest one here to me, and this is just taking it back historically, is Air V. I feel like in a division that at least second place could be a toss-up any year. You had NWS, Rob, him, and obviously Tosh is usually going to be the favorite. But, man, back when I started, granted, we had different players then, but Air B was always up there in divisional, you know, divisional races, and he was putting up massive yards, and he's not going to listen to this. I wanted to pick somebody that I could trash and listen to. Maybe he will listen to this. I don't know. But if you do listen to this, you better get back to your old ways, because he used to be boss, and now I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's just playing drunk. Maybe he's playing early in the morning. But he's only got a 23% win percentage in the year. That's tough, because I feel like we should have seen some playoffs out of him.
Deep tracks only on that pick. I like it. I'm gonna go Bracket with the 3. I think after he mentions that, yeah, Wings going into the cycle, you know, and he didn't even last that long. That would be pretty disappointing. Air V, yeah, you know, historically he was like back when he was the Bucks or something, he was always like 10-win team. That was a way different league though too. But then Guac, I think Guac, you become like an elite D-line user. Your defense is really good, everyone says now. So I feel like you've definitely made strides. So I wouldn't say this is a disappointing.
Just the offensive disappointment.
For sure. Then our last 3, they're kind of easier. They've been talked about a lot. Not the last one. That was just to make 10, and I was struggling. But question 8, this is Guac. What's the best Madden 24 roster nobody is talking about?
Dallas. They always get Dallas.
I like Dallas, yeah. You got Diggs.
Yeah. You got Diggs. You got Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is enough to have on defense.
Freak. Yeah.
You don't even. You don't need anybody else. Yeah. I mean, you do, but I mean, you Diggs is going to get love. Dallas Cowboys usually always get a little bit of love. Whether you like Dak or not, he's going to be, you know, if you want to draft your own guy, you can put him in the dev program if you really want. We have a dev program, and obviously Dak is eligible for that because he's old and he's going to be a higher overall. He's already paid, so you can't really cut him. But other than that, I mean, obviously they lose Zeke, but I mean, you have Tony Pollard, so that's fine. Like I said, O-line gets some love always because they have an elite O-line. I think really you just need another safety and a couple D linemen and you should be good, huh?
J-Mo, where are you going?
That's a good one because they always bump up those fools. I'm going to go with one that I feel like isn't talked about. It's way better than what it's talked on. And maybe it is talked about and I missed it. But for Madden, the Browns roster is just ridiculous. And nobody ever talks about it as like a top 10 team. I get it because you got the Deshaun Watson. He's still going to be good though. So let's not just think he's not going to be good because he likes to get tuggies, you know? they got Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper, Dave Njoku, a pretty good offensive line. Their defensive line is ridiculous. You got Myles Garrett, who's a cycle DN. They traded for Za'Darius Smith. They got at least big boy D tackles, you know, run stoppers. They got JOK at linebacker for the one linebacker you need on the field. They're still rolling with Denzel Ward and I think he was a rookie last year, Greg Newsome. They're both fast, and then they got that safety, Delpit.
They probably still have Schwartz too, right?
I think he's on,
he might even be an agent at this point. I have no idea what is up and what's down.
And then Grant Delpit, who's like budget Kyle Pitts. He's not as good. He can play slot safety. So,
and the new logo too.
And a new logo. We don't know how. Yeah. That's there, but we're talking about new unis. I mean, a new logo. That's as big as it gets. So,
bracket.
So, I'm gonna go with a first time playoff team, but a new playoff team in the more recent decades. I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I think that Jacksonville gets a lot of EA love this year because Trevor Lawrence took them to the playoffs. You've got a young quarterback that's relatively mobile. You've got Calvin Ridley. You've got ETN. On defense, you've got a nasty D-line with Trevon Walker and Josh Allen. And I just like the way that team is built already, just to start, and then you get to obviously make it your own. So I like the uniforms there. Not to mention you get to pick on Jiggy for 9 months.
All great picks. I like the Dallas pick the most. I'm gonna go Dallas. I feel like Cleveland is naturally. You're right. Nobody's talking about him. I'll give Cleveland the two, and then I'll give Jags one because I feel like people have been talking like, oh, Jags roster is nice in chat, like Pride and them when they talk about AFC South. But they're probably just trying to get people to have to play Jiggy, and they're probably trying to bamboozle them.
Collusion.
The ninth question, coming down to the end here. What's the worst starting Madden 24 roster? And that is that would be back to bracket, right? Yeah.
I think the team that needs the most help right off the bat is obviously Houston. Now you have guys, get young kids to develop, but they don't have a lot of depth. You got no receivers that are worth much. Brandon Cooks. You've got John Metchie, but I think that EA gave him, what, 90 speed, 91 speed?
Yeah, I don't think he's that fast.
I think that Houston needs the most amount of help as far as starting your team over and building it from scratch.
You don't like the pieces they have to build with?
I mean,
Singletary and the picks, and
you have to dev them. If Alex took them, never dev them.
Dang!
Fuck you!
You know, like a good personal shot. That's definitely boosting the answer. Guac, what team's the worst? I thought Bracco would say Pats.
I'm going Patriots. Hey. That Ross, I swear to God, before you said that, I was going Patriots. Nah, the Patriots roster is an absolute fucking dumpster fire. They are not. They need a complete rebuild as far as Madden goes. Your wide receiver one is Juju Smith-Schuster. Mac Jones.
Wide receiver one is DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, even if you get D-Hop, he's the only good player on your fucking team.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I mean, you have Matthew Judon on defense. Who else do you got? There's really not much to
work. What about Armour?
Your fucking team is old, and the rookies you do have suck.
Christian Gonzalez?
Dude, there's nobody there. Buddy, there's who are these people?
Three. They're the rookies that you just asked about, you dunce.
Listen, buddy. I'm just saying, they're all fucking bums. Every fucking, I think that they're going to go at fucking no less than 30. No less than 30. No less than 30. They go no less than 30. They'll get drafted at the end.
Bracket, are you taking the Pats?
You dunce.
Are you taking
them? The Patriots? No, fuck. I mean, he might. He might, dang, just to fucking prove me wrong because of this podcast.
It's going to depend on who goes before me. But they're definitely in play for sure.
J-Mo, worst roster.
Well, that was hilarious. And there's also no chance that Brackett takes the Patriots. He doesn't have the balls to do it. Anyway, the worst roster, there's only one worst roster.
Eagles.
And it's the Rams, dude. Like, what do the Rams have? You got a slot wide receiver, big whoop. You have Aaron Donald, who everyone keeps talking about is going to retire. So you trade him for a second, and then he's not on your roster. The draft pick doesn't even count. You got Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp, and that's it. That's your whole team. Cooper Kupp's not fast. Aaron Donald, all right. Yeah, I mean, Guac would get 40 sacks with him, but otherwise, who gives a shit? All your tight ends are slow. The running backs suck. The offensive line sucks. The D-line's slow. Their cornerbacks are short. And you got, like, big boys. They don't have any safeties. Dude, their top free safety has 81 fucking speed. So let's just talk about this. Saying that's the worst roster. Someone's gonna take them because they got awesome unis. But this is by far the worst roster. There's nothing redeeming on this team, and I'm out.
And won't let me join.
I got I like the Pats pick. Honestly, I do think I would rather. Me personally, I would rather be the Pats if we were doing a cycle. But I would assume people think the Pats are worse than the Texans as far as Madden goes. So I'll go Pats 3. Rams do have two really good pieces, but yeah, I guess that's it. I guess no, Cooper Kupp's not even a really good Madden piece. So yeah, Pats 3, JMO 2, Bracket 1. Last question. Guac, lead us off. Who wins the AFC?
As much as it, Joe Burrow. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going away, and I don't know that the Chiefs are going to be able to pull it off again this year. I think that Stephon Diggs' problem in Buffalo also has to do with Josh Allen. So, I don't know, man. It just really the AFC, like. I don't know if Rodgers and the Jets are going to be any good. It would be really funny to see Rodgers go to the Jets and end up kind of like how Russ did in Denver.
For example, you missed.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
There's a way easier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. I apologize. Brett Favre.
There you go.
But anyway. I definitely think Joe Burrow. I think they're going to be the most consistent team, and I just don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to pull it off again this year. I think they're going to lose. I don't see it.
I like, the, I like the Joe Burrow pick. Not even the Bengals. Just Joe Burrow.
No, I like Joe Burrow. Unfortunately, I hate that he's in my division, like, as a sports fan. Fuck this.
Jimmy, who do you got?
Buffalo Bills. I think Josh Allen and Steph Diggs will go to the local Rub and Tug and hang out and go swing by Duff's to get some of the best local chicken wings in Buffalo, and everything will be gravy. Josh Allen breaks the Madden curse, and he's trucking guys all year, just like Madden said. And the Buffalo Bills win the AFC. Then they fall short to the Giants like they did in the 90s in the Super Bowl.
The Giants aren't going to be anywhere near the Super Bowl.
Right, what do you got?
There, bud.
Give me Patty Mahomes. Until somebody shows that they can consistently beat him, I want.
All right, Pat Mahomes pick. I like that.
That's it.
I want to point out you're the biggest Pat Mahomes fucking hater.
That doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
I'm just saying you hate that motherfucker.
That dude, Kermit the Frog looking ahead. It doesn't that for a full season, Jared kicked the shit out of me with him. And then this year, J-Mo took his only 3 wins of the cycle with him. There's a lot of bad taste rolling around here.
I was interested to see if someone went crazy and picked the Jets and like tried to make a compelling argument.
The Patriots win that division before the Jets do.
Oh. I think history repeats itself. Let's just be real.
So, we'll just call that round a tie because those are the 3 good picks. I just wanted to see if anyone come up with anything zany, and just try to prove it. So that puts, dang, J-Mo, you beat Guac by 1.
I always do.
Always does. Well, what you get your 10 seconds of fame here, or is that all you're taking?
Well, I guess I could just talk about my division win. I won the division this year. It felt pretty good.
Very proud of you for that.
Yeah, thank you. We're the only division where every team in the division has won the division now. So we completed the cycle. I'm going to go into retirement now. And this is my best season in my history. And I'm going to miss the playoffs. So I just want it written in stone that I would have won the Super Bowl, but I got to go to Colorado for work. So what can you do?
I mean,
you're actually retiring?
A wild card. No, he's not.
No. Not before team draft. At least I'd wait till team draft to do it.
Wait till team draft. J-Mo wants his roses, damn it.
I look at all the people. They don't ever like DM back or anything, and now they're mad that they never said anything about, like, does this work for them? And now they're mad. But that's what you get when you try to put like 14 people together. I learned my lesson. Joke's on me. That'll end it for this one. Thank you guys for joining. Great answers. That was a good one. We'll end it there unless you guys got anything.
We're good, buddy.
Alrighty.
Fellas. See ya.